Ink Me by Richard Scrimger. Narrated by Matthew Posner. After it was over, she sat me down at a big table and asked if I wanted water or juice or anything. No, I said.
Or something to eat? A bagel or muffin?
No. My voice sounded funny, like it was coming from behind a door. My ears were still messed up from the gunshots. She told me to write my full name. I put down Bunny O'Toole and asked if that was okay. My name's Bernard, but
no one ever called me that, except Grandpa.
She said Bunny was okay. I'm Sergeant Nolan, but you can call me Nikki, she said. Like Nikki K, the rapper. You know her, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I said.
But I didn't really. The paper was yellow with lines. The pen was the kind that went blop, blop when you wrote. Now your address, said Nikki. So I put that down. To Tecumseh.
I asked, did she want Toronto and Canada in that?
She shook her head. And how old are you, Bunny? Write that too. I put down 15.
You sure you don't want something to eat?
You look hungry.
Well, maybe a muffin.
Okay. She told me to write down what happened in my own words. I asked what she meant by my own words. And she said, what do you remember? Starting where? I said. At the start. Like when we got to Sherway and the Angels and Buffaloes were there with their bikes and the SUV and then the police cars came? Before that.
Like driving to the mall?
Before that.
Lunch?
That was at Snow Cone's house.
There was a baby.
Before that.
Before lunch. Like breakfast? I had that at home, I said. OJ and Rice Krisps. Spencer likes them, and Mom always makes sure they're there. By now, Nikki was frowning the way everyone does at me. Not mean, but tired, you know? Like she wanted to say, geez, Bunny, smarten up. Guys do that even if they already know I'm a dummy. Not Spencer, but everyone else. Mom and Dad do. Mom sure does. I can see it in her face. She loves me, but she wants to yell at me, too. Sorry, I said. I don't know what you want. I wished Spencer was there to explain for me. But Spencer was off with Dad kissing that actress and getting lost and driving Mom crazy. I was here at the police station with Nikki the cop, and she was giving me the geez bunny look and rolling up her blue sleeves. A sister Jaden would call her, but I can't because I'm not really a brother. Start at the beginning, she said. When did you join the posse? The table was chipped and wiggly. There were marks on it like something exploding. Other guys' marks. I told Nikki
that I didn't know I was in the posse until Jaden said so.
That was when he saw Grandpa's tattoo.
Your grandpa has a tattoo?
No, I do. Grandpa's dead. I got his tattoo for him. I touched my arm saying this. It still hurt a little bit. I should have been rubbing that goop on it. Nikki asked, could she see the tattoo? So I pulled up the sleeve of my new shirt, and there it was. Pretty sweet. Why don't you start with that, she said. When did you think about getting the tattoo? Write down everything that happened from then until now, okay, Bunny? I'll bring you a muffin. Everything, I said. That's a lot. I'm no good at writing.
I get words wrong, and I forget where I am,
and my spelling is very bad. That's what Miss Wing says. She helps me in school. She's hot. Everyone says so. What if I don't do it? I asked.
Then you'll go to jail, said Nikki, the policewoman.
Was she kidding? She didn't look like she was kidding. And I was in a police station.
And bad things had happened.
Shots and things. I didn't want to write all the stuff down, but I didn't want to go to jail.
You're mean, I said. You're a mean lady, you know that?
Yeah. You want a Coke with that muffin? I sighed a long one. I never heard of Nikki K, I said. She left, and I bent over and started writing.
When it began,
we were on the streetcar, all of us. This was a while ago, like last week or the one before. Me and Spencer, Mom and Dad scraping along Queen Street past traffic lights and turning cars, past the takeout place and the shoes place and the place where Spencer gets his movies, past the corner with the hobos and the corner with the bank and the corner with all the shmata stores. That's what Dad calls them anyway. He explained, but I forgot. Past the drugstore and the junk store and the restaurant and the other restaurant and the other...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?